Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Panthers win the best of seven series, 4-1. The Panthers are moving on to round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
The storm is over. No more lightning. No more thunder. Clear skies ahead for the Panthers as, again, they are able to take out the Lightning in 5 games.
All right. Boys and girls, here we go again. My God, are they fun to watch. They are taking casual hockey fans that have just kind of joined the party over the last couple years, and they're getting you really lathered up, aren't they? Panthers, 6-3 win. Man, there's so many different parts of this game to get into. So we say good morning to everybody. Welcome Marchand to the team. He made a big difference. A couple of beautiful passes last night, and then on top of that, you can just go through the whole group of everything. But they own the Lightning, as Tkachuk said when he signed here. That was going to change, and it has. It's 3 years, and it has changed to the point. Now there's talk that John Cooper, the Lightning head coach, might leave. He just says, we have to run into all teams, that friggin' team, as another home ice loss for them that knocks them out. And I just, you know, I'm in a psychological part of this when somebody just owns you and you get in a situation, it's 3-3 midway through the second period. And you score and you're feeling, you know, all right, we got a chance. And then the Panthers, over the last period and a half, outscore you 3-0. Big Bob shuts you out, and you end up losing 6-3. And I just think a lot of this had to do with that comeback. Up 2-1 with 4 minutes left, looking like you're in really good shape to maybe, you know, put yourself in a situation to get right back in this series, and then give up 2 goals and 11 period in 11 seconds. And I just think there is a little carryover from that. Maybe I'm wrong, but all I know is I think you look and you go, damn, these friggin' guys are going to beat us. There's just a little doubt. I know, and I know Tampa Bay, it wasn't too many years ago, they were dominating the Stanley Cups, and they were the team, and we felt a little piece of that. They beat us up a little bit too. But, man, that was that's what aggressive, physical confidence to always come back when they're down a goal. Right away, Tampa Bay took that lead, and right away, Florida Panthers came back. So, and that crowd went from jacked up out of their seats, and it got a little quiet. It got just a little bit quiet. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. We'll get more into that game. But, yeah, we're gonna be waiting now to see what happens with Toronto and Ottawa. That Toronto was looking real good, and all of a sudden, Ottawa has won a couple of games. That's a 3-2 series right now. So we'll see if Toronto can close that out, or if Ottawa can get to a game seven and end up getting another win here to get in that situation. So there we are, man. We got a lot of other stuff to get to here, but man, that game never disappoints, and it's always got a little different personality. But you are not going to be more physical than this Panthers team since this head coach has taken over and explained how he wants it played, and the guys he has, and the confidence, the core of guys who have all bought in, not only really good star players, but buying into his defensive system that is just fantastic, just unbelievable. And when they have to tighten it up a little bit more, they seem to have another gear, including Big Bob, man. The Big Bob comeback continues. The Big Bob big run comeback with getting a great save. So been so many great stories. The pieces that they've added to this team have been good. Right back to the GM and head coach being, I said the GM and head coach being on the same page to get players to fit into the system, that you never lose. Because, hey, man, every year you're going to have changes. In the world of professional sports, you can't sit still. You got a cap, and you got to make it work under it. And the Panthers have done as good a job keeping their core of players together and adding pieces, guys that want to be here. And so there we are, man. And the Marchand piece coming from Boston, the captain, has been a really, really nice piece. We've seen it the last couple of games for sure. Anyway, we've got a bunch of other stuff to get to here this morning. So we had the Heat voluntary exit press conference or interviews, whatever you want to call it. 37-45, 10th seed, swept in the first round. Check that, embarrassed in the first round, 37-55 point home losses in games 3 and 4. Out of everything that was said, and Spo, by the way, one thing about Spo, he's brutally honest about everything. He doesn't, whether he's shorthanded or got drama going on with his best player, he never says, well, we got to get this taken care of. It's messing up my team. He just says, hey, you should criticize us because we were embarrassing. And the second thing that came out of this yesterday, Bam had something to say, and everybody's going to read into it a little differently. Bam was asked questions, and he goes, these are Pat Riley questions, and I hope you can ask that question to him, and he doesn't blow you off or ignore you. He knows my mentality. He knows I want to win. Wow. So it was like, hey, Pat, don't get uppity and try to take the high road and start screaming and try to intimidate everybody. Friggin' tell them what you're going to do. I want to hear what you're going to do, too. We all want to hear, but especially, I'm the best player on this team right now, best all-around player, got the most value. I want to see what you're going to do. You don't get that a lot. Bam was asked to do a lot. Bam was definitely asked to be the leader of the Heat, the captain of the Heat, said, hey, we got problems. Jimmy, this ain't going to work out. It's going to end ugly with Pat and Jimmy. Hey, man, I need you to step up or this season. You know, and Bam took that role. He did. I got a feeling Bam's not a big, and Tyler either, not huge Jimmy fans. I think we saw that at the end of the Golden State game when they were here. But listen, man, you got to move on. It's sports. You can't pout about it. It's the world of sports. You can't let it have a hangover on you. But he obviously was your best player, and you lost him. By the way, he didn't look so good last night. Boy, they got just pounded. Hey, the equivalent to right now to the Panthers and the Lightning, everybody, if you like basketball, has been Houston and Golden State. They went at it again last night. Hey, cheap shots on each other, just headbutt. We got a headbutt last night. You don't get very many of those. And by the way, just – everybody, and Houston's not backing down, and you know, this is not, oh, they're doing, now they're going after Steph Curry's thumb, which, by the way he's been playing doesn't look like it's affecting him too much. The way he's been shooting the basketball has been really good. But anyway, I just wanted to get in this Heat stuff a little bit, but I thought it was really interesting. Bam, you know, everybody's like, oh, they were asked about team, and yeah, obviously, you know what we went through, and hey, listen, man, you can ask them. But it's obvious. Every fan, everybody knows. And nobody wants, you know, you lose your best player. And he doesn't want to be there. And then on top of that, all the drama you got with it. He's back. He's suspended. He's back. He's suspended again. And suspended. And you go on. And we're going to try to trade you before you get back. And, you know, and you're waiting. You're on the road. And that's all you're talking about is Jimmy and Pat. Pat and Jimmy. What's going on with Spo? And what Spo think about everything? Those players have nothing to friggin' do with it. In fairness to those players, they got their own problems right now, most of them. But they have nothing to do with this. So they're getting hit with all these questions. And by the way, even now, like, hey, what about all this stuff? I don't know. Ask Spo and ask Pat. They're the ones. We didn't decide not to give him an extra $50-something million that he wanted on an extension. So I was glad. I was actually glad, man. I was glad to hear Bam go, hey, man, make sure you ask Pat Riley these questions. They'd be good ones. I hope you'll ask him. I hope you guys will ask him and he doesn't blow you off or ignore you. Ooh. There's a frustrated guy that knows he's got value in the league. And so, yeah,
I don't blame him, man. They just wasted another season of, you know, their prime years, especially Bam. Like,
I think Bam.
There's no direction. That's the other, like, this team has no direction, you know? The first time in a while, I can really say that. Like, I just don't see what the direction of this team is.
Well, right now, they got some serious, finding another star and trying to figure out.
I don't know if that's going to be so easy to do.
No, I agree. No. Everybody agrees with that. Woody, nobody's disagreeing with that. But if there's one guy that should be more frustrated than everybody else, when this drama is going on, they call Bam in and say, we need your leadership. As an Olympic player, as a player that's considered to be a one of the better players, all-around players in the league, not always scoring, but all-around player, one of the best, and a guy that's well-respected in the league with, we need you to be the guy. And Jimmy is still on the team. And he goes, hey, man, we need you to kind of step up and be that guy. You know, whether he met all of our expectations. I'm done with expectations of Bam's going to score 23 or 24 points a game. It's just not going to happen. But so I'm just guessing. And by the way, Bam he's all team, man. He is all team. One thing about he does the right things, he says the right things, and I think it had to wear on him more than anybody to the point that you get embarrassed as a player. You know, you're really good players. It's one thing you're into the bench at the end of the bench or you're a young player and you get your ass kicked. Yeah, I mean, not good for anybody. But if you've been around and you've been in all-star games with people and you're considered and you're watching that Cleveland team just dominate you by 37 and 55, and it's just the icing on the cake of everything else you had to deal with, and you got Pat and Eric telling you, be a leader, we need you. He goes, great, I led you to a 10 seed. And so if there's a guy that's probably really, really frustrated, has a right to be frustrated, it's Bam Adebayo. I know he makes money. I don't want to hear about his money this morning. Please don't text him. Well, don't feel bad for him. He's making a lot of money and probably going to make a lot more. But, So, Pat Riley, Bam, wow. That was kind of the whole thing, and Spo didn't, you know, hide it. But I don't have a problem with any players going, yeah, it was obviously, you guys could tell, it was a distraction to go through that. When you go through that stuff, man, it's we've had a weird one, man. We've had between some of that Tyreek Hill stuff, and we'll probably never see that again before your opener of the season, and then the Jimmy Butler stuff. We've had one of the strangest 1-2 punches in this town that we've ever had that I can remember. Just weird things. I thought I was getting pranked on one, and the other, I kind of was with Pat. I thought, well, Pat must know that Jimmy's going to suck this up, and he's going to show you because he respects you so much. You gave him tough love, but it looks like Jimmy's going to accept it. Jimmy never accepted that. He lost Jimmy, and I'm dying to see if Pat comes out. He lost Jimmy once he went after him and said, shut up. You didn't play. I want to see you play more games and not talk when you're not playing about who you can beat New York or you would have beat Boston because you didn't. I don't want to hear you talk. And I think he threw, if I'm not mistaken, a shut up in there. And whether that, you know, that is tough love. It's definitely part of tough love. I had a coach back when there was no media stuff, but he was that way. But he did it both ways. Sometimes he'd do it in a team meeting if he thought he needed to do it then so everybody else got the message. Or there was a second one, because I've been in the second one with the guy where you got called in the office, and that was just – that was as bad as the fifth-grade teacher, principal, smacking me on the ass with that sting of that paddle and the size of that paddle and the size of that man when I bent over his table and he just whipped my rear end. I believe it was 4 or 5 smacks. I'm not saying it was 200 or something crazy, but it was a couple enough. And I had 2 guys on deck that day, 5th grade like yesterday. Hell, I don't remember a lot of things, but there were 3 of us that got in trouble together for passing a nasty note about the teacher. I still remember what I did. I mean, I absolutely deserved it.
What was on the note? Do you remember?
I do.
Did you care to share with us this morning?
It had something to do with my teacher at the time, female teacher had.
Oh. I say, you don't have to.
She was physically.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I saw the gesture.
Yeah, I went up deck. I went up top on you.
That was frowned upon?
What do you think would be today? What we did, the 3 of us passing notes, and she grabbed it, and I went, oh, shit. But it was almost, Woody was almost like that when I dropped the ball, and he called me in. I knew he had heard some stuff.
You probably deserved a little bit of a smack.
Oh, no, listen, I did. And for him, but like, and I got to tell you, man, I walked out of there, and I was like, and I remember Glenn Blackwood saying he will talk to you at some point like you've never had anybody in your life talk to you. And I went, ah, come on, man. He's a Catholic brother. No way. Come on, man. I see the guy at church every day. He got me. But yeah, can't talk to guys like that this day. And I didn't know Jimmy was Jimmy.
I like that you're coming around on that at least.
Well,
you would, especially because Paul, who I know is coming here later,
Jimmy
fought that.
Well, let me just say this. Jimmy is a phony about it because his comments right after was,
Jimmy's a phony.
I was like, I'm going to show them, and I know what Pat. He did not say anything about Pat.
No.
He did not, and like, he was like,
you could
I went.
You tell he was pissed, though. You could tell.
I didn't see like, that. You saw it.
I don't know. Man, what did you expect him to say? Boy, those comments really hurt me.
So somebody.
That's just how he handled it.
So anyway.
It was a mess from the beginning. They should have had much better foresight as an organization.
All right. Well, they did. And I thought he was going to be fine. And you did too. After his comments, I went, wow. I think he's going to. Well, and then we said, in fairness, we did say.
I was hoping for an apology the whole time. I was hoping for both sides to hug it out.
God, of course you are. Of course you are. You go home and hug your kids when they steal a piece of candy. Yeah.
The same way I think the Dolphins should hug it out with Jalen Ramsey. Sometimes you got to swallow your pride and hug it out, man.
Woody. The Jalen Ramsey thing is like Jimmy Butler. He's got no shot to come back here. What don't you understand? I told
look
you
how
stories.
The Jimmy Butler thing worked out.
I have told you stories behind the scenes because I trust you of things that happen. There's no way they're coming back.
I know, but
what? And you keep coming in here
Chris
like
said. He never closes the door on
Chris
it.
Chris Greer just all he does is put a positive spin on every negative thing.
Because here's
that's
the,
all he does, and that's his job to do.
My thing is this for a while. You can't just dump guys because they're pain in the ass. You can't do it. Not in this day and age. There's too many difficult people out there.
If they are chemistry killers in the case of Jalen Ramsey, I think you have no choice at some point, just like Pat Riley had no choice. We got to go to break here. I love your take,
choice,
though,
Joe.
Every day.
Always
I can't wait for Bo to come in, and we'll put some new diapers
on
you this morning.
I'm sure he's
going to
be angry, too.
Hey, right now I want to tell you about South Florida Chevy dealers. And by the way, if you're, you know, if something's happened and you're upset, just let, you know. Let it go and come on back. And
we're a show of forgiveness.
Jalen Ramsey.
Just hug it out.
Once he said, hey, Jalen really wanted to be here, really wanted to be here. And I was like, I saw that nose getting longer and longer. And I was like, that might be part of the story that you wanted him out. And I get it because he is a pain in the ass. Apparently it was worse than I thought. But there's no, he ain't coming back. Now that ego. He ain't coming back. Now you're right. And by the way, you better get ready for the hits when he decides to start talking to somebody. It is gonna. He's not leaving anything out. And right now, somebody nationally keeps saying that he didn't like Mike. How do you not like Mike if you play for Mike McNay? How do you not like the guy?
Don't you think the players? It just sucks that they're so rough on Mike. As nice as he is to them. They seem to just crap all over him. Is it like that? But that's sometimes people do that, right? If you're kind, they take advantage of you.
If you're a substitute teacher they take advantage of you. Woody, I'm super late, man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I got going.
You
came in here.
You're bouncing off the walls.
I am bouncing, boy. And I got to tell you, I had a tooth pulled and it still hurts today. Hey, I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, I've never been a bad time to talk about South Florida Chevy dealers. I feel that strongly over the last 20 years of driving Tahoes. Only Tahoes. Yes, I can't stop. Went in and bought another one, man. I got to tell you, whether it's the Suburbans or Tahoes, and they asked me, can you not always talk about what you have and how much you like it? Can you talk about our SUVs, like the midsize? We're really proud of the all-new Equinox and the 2025 Traverse, which is doing unbelievable. It's a smaller SUV, but it's got so much room. It almost feels like a big boy. And it's got plenty of room for your cargo. It's turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. And then, hey, I got to tell you about the Silverado trucks, man. We're making some strong, durable trucks these days, and we want to let you know. Yeah, we got trucks for everybody, right? No matter what. Family trucks, just people that just only drive trucks, that's what you like. I get it. Do a lot of work out of the bed and the whole deal. But I want to tell you about the strong capability of the engine of the Silverado truck, a choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, hardest working bed in the business, really helps you conquer your toughest jobs. Hey, no matter what size the load is, no matter how big the boat is that you're having fun with on the weekends, you need something durable. And South Florida Chevy dealers have got the Silverado truck for you with outstanding offers going on at 14 different dealerships throughout South Florida. Hey, if you haven't been and you're starting to look around for an SUV, a truck, or anything else, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We put ourselves out there. When you put yourselves out there as competitors, you're going to put yourself out there for everything. And we deserve it. We deserve the criticism. We deserve the embarrassment. Those last two games, you know, it's not, what our organization's about. But we put ourselves out there to fight in the play-in, two road play-in games to earn our right to go to the playoffs. And those two games were something, you know, we felt like it was going to lead to a lot more. And that was irrational on our part.
You know, at the end of the day, I want to win. So I can't really go into the logistics of the tweaks and everything. I feel like that's more of a Pat Riley question. And I hope you can ask that question to him and he doesn't blow you off and ignore you. But you know, for me, he knows my mentality. He knows I want to win. You know, we want to be in the best way possible to do that. So, you know, after he talks to you, he'll probably talk to me and we'll figure out what happens.
I would guess that when they try to circle the wagons here, which I'm sure, man, I don't even know how to act with this whole thing. My God, it's like been so long. Maybe I should have saw it coming last year, you know, and I go, well, if Pat Riley says we're going to run it back and guys just play more games and this is what we've decided to do, and I'm sure they tried a few things and, they didn't feel it was fair or was going to make them worse. This thing's a mess. And we've said that about all our other teams. We haven't said that for a long time because we had Jimmy. And we go, well, maybe Jimmy back and Tyler and Bam. It's not a big three, but it's – you know, it's a good start in their system, and Spo will get more out of all those young guys. And
it always felt like the roster was better than what they were, right? Yeah. An 8, 9, 10 seed.
Yes.
And they made that run to the finals. No one can take that away from them. But look, the NBA is in a weird spot right now, man. You're on a collision course between Oklahoma City and Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, who the hell would have ever thought that?
Well, you know, I don't think Cleveland's as good as what we saw.
Because they just played a really crappy Heat team. Yeah, I mean, they're probably not. But, like, again, that just kind of goes to show you, like, look at the two top teams in the league this year, right? They're from incredibly small markets.
So like
those are two rough NBA markets.
Yeah, but I happen to think, man, some of this stuff, like, look at Kansas City and Buffalo in football aren't the biggest markets.
Bad example, but, you know.
But
the NBA, more than any other league, has had guys, you know, decide where they want to go based on destination, right?
Yes.
But guys are signing with their teams now because they can offer them so much more money, so they want to stay.
Look what you got, man. That's not true, though. That's not true. That Donovan Mitchell didn't stay in Utah, and they're going to make him an offer.
But a lot of guys are going to do that.
The guy in Sacramento just left and went to San Antonio.
Well, he got traded.
But a lot of guys, I think, are going to take significant more money.
But
some teams do. Yeah, some. Some do, yeah. There are very attractive NBA markets. And sometimes teams want to load up, and if a guy's a good player and can go play with another good guy, and he can get his money and has a chance to win a championship, that's the world we live in, man.
Remember, like, it used to be if you had LeBron, it was an automatic trip to the finals for like a decade straight. Now that guy can't even get out of the first round.
Boy, he got the...
No one was happier last night, by the way, than Nico.
Oh, boy.
In Dallas, right? He must have been the happiest guy on earth last night.
Well, I got to tell you, I looked at the numbers.
He caught a break there.
I didn't see the game, but I wanted to look at the numbers. And a guy that the league sure likes to make fun of just kicked ass last night. Did you see Gobert's game?
Yeah, I did.
A guy that doesn't usually score a lot and that nobody talks about, but boy, what do you go, 24 rebounds. 27 points last night, and they just dominated L.A. on the boards. Killed them on the boards last night.
Well, the Lakers didn't last long in the playoffs.
No, that was quick. I thought they were going to make a run, too.
I feel terrible for LeBron, but I don't know.
Would you feel terrible for LeBron?
Well, because I don't like to see a guy end his career like this, but I don't know what he's going to do.
What do you think?
He's going to keep hanging on?
You think, does it look like LeBron, the way he played, is going to retire?
No, but eventually he has to. I mean, he can't just... You know, I just keep going forever. But it's sad to see that guy get knocked out of the playoffs early every year. Seemingly now it's kind of...
A lot of people probably like it. Would hate to break
it. I'm sure they do. I happen to be one of those people that enjoys watching him play, but, you know, maybe I'm...
I think what he's doing at age 40, not to get into who likes who and all that stuff, but at age 40, whether you like him or not, he is playing at a ridiculous level. He's just a freakish physical, and he obviously...
We had 26 or something like that. Like, he had another big game last night.
He did, but...
To do it at that age,
he needs more help now than he used to, as he's gotten, which is normal when you're 40 years old.
He brought it in, though, with Luka, and it just didn't work.
I'll tell you who had the bad game last night. Mr. Reeves was not very good. Yeah. Not a very good number three option, and Luka didn't just... it was just a rough one. Rough one for L.A., so they're out. Minnesota, I thought they beat Minnesota, too, after I did. And this thing will be interesting, but you're right, Woody. It could be Oklahoma City and Cleveland, although can't count out Boston, man. Although Boston doesn't always look great and been a lot of tight ball games with Orlando, but till that last one. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning.
A lot of questions with no answers here, man.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I just this whole thing with the Heat, and I didn't know how bad it was going to get when Jimmy left. I knew it was going to be bad, but it got real bad. And I know they after losing 10 straight, they're able to have a nice winning streak. Which, you know, you said, hey man, I give them a lot of credit. They're still super popular team, but for the first time. This is not about, well, if we get 20 more games out of our two of our best players, we think we have a chance. And
most people wanted him out of town, man. There was an overwhelming majority that wanted to get his ass out of here. And I think it's the same thing with Tyreek, by the way. I think there's a lot of people that would love to see him go.
I don't know. You know what? The Tyreek one, I know we did the Pat Riley thing yesterday.
Every time Tyreek comes up, it appears to me that a lot of people have had enough. But I also think part of that has to do, and it's the same thing with Jimmy, right? Like, I think part of that has to do with the on-the-court stuff, too, or on-the-field stuff. Like, when Tyreek appears to have lost a step and is no longer what he used to be, that's when people will turn on you especially, right? Because that's when the off-the-field stuff just becomes not worth it anymore. And I think that's what a lot of people thought with Jimmy Butler. They thought this guy cannot play at a high level anymore, and his off-the-court stuff just isn't worth it.
Well, I don't think everybody knew till it got ugly in the divorce and everybody started telling little stories about each other. And stuff came out about Pat and stuff came out about Jimmy. Listen, Pat had some pretty, like the chocolate chip cookie thing with LeBron. What are you doing, Pat? Seriously. I mean, it's just a bad look. I love Pat Riley. I do. I have great respect for him. But I was thinking, you can't be that petty, Pat Riley. That is embarrassing. What point are you trying to prove by the guy that, whether he's 20 pounds heavier or lighter, is always, what are you doing? And then, of course, all the stuff came out about Jimmy, and I'm guessing a lot of that stuff was leaked out by the Heat, if we're to be honest. All of a sudden, here going, hey, this is going to be bad. We want to make sure we don't get hit on the PR side of it. We want to get the best part of it. Now all of a sudden you're finding out this and that, and he's denying it, and it was bad. That's what a sports divorce looks like. It's what? I think the Jalen Ramsey thing's going to get a little bit ugly. And then the Tyreek thing, I don't even know. You know, it's funny. I don't know what to expect from Tyreek Hill. I have no idea. He's been quiet, which is good. It's got to be killing him.
It's been a week.
Has it been a week?
I think so.
I think it's been a couple weeks. It hasn't been a couple weeks since the balcony.
Since the balcony?
We just call it the balcony now.
Oh, my God.
The balcony.
Yeah, maybe it's been 2 weeks. Sorry.
No, man.
A long way to go.
Yeah.
There's a long way to go.
Yeah.
But it is the truth. Like, people will start to turn because look how much stuff Tyreek has done, a lot of bad stuff over his career. There's no question about it, right?
Yeah.
And people look the other way.
Either that or he just got terrible luck. Yeah.
Yeah, terrible
luck. Or everybody lies.
Yeah. But look, man, when he's doing all that stuff, when he's running past the secondary and throwing up the peace
nobody
sign,
cared.
They don't care.
Everybody forgot. Those 2 years that he had, everybody forgot about it, and we had the most explosive player in football, and that's all we cared about, and it was fun to watch, and we all got caught up in it, even some of us phonies that knew. Even some of the phonies, and then stuff started coming out about more and more drama. And then when you start losing and your numbers go way down, then it's not so cool. Hey,
remember,
by the way,
though, with Jimmy, we started to see stuff like he would go to the hotel, or you know, go to the hotel, he'd leave on his own, and you know, he'd spend all that time with his buddies and stuff on the road. It wasn't the team guy that we'd all maybe.
We saw that during the playoffs,
but
a couple
it didn't
years
matter
ago.
Though because he was taking him to the finals,
right? Nobody cared.
The next cup next year, oh, you missed all the playoffs.
Nobody cared.
Oh, you can't hang out with the team.
Well, we allow Jimmy to do it, and we've got some kind of different rule
because
it's
as you're
playoff
winning,
Jimmy, and then all of a sudden, and Jimmy only plays 60 games, but he plays so well in the playoffs, and then 60-game Jimmy was injured in the playoffs, and now it's not acceptable. Hey, by the way, Atlantic Men's Clinic is acceptable every day. ED and low T, if you're going through it, man, right now, guys, if you're going through it and you want to get rid of it and you'd like to get a lot of your energy you had when you were younger, and if you got ED and your sex drive is, just to put it nice, ain't nothing happening in the bedroom right now or in the bed, and you're a little frustrated, and it's got you all messed up. Boy, it messed me up. The low T thing is one thing. The ED is a whole different level, man. I'm just saying, I went through it. I'm not proud to sit here and tell you this morning about it, but hey, man, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic a year ago, and I got to tell you, within a few weeks, I started feeling better. They're professionals. I got all my testing done. That first appointment is the most important one. Set it up. 877-455-7300. They got 6 locations. We've got one coming to Hollywood here real soon. 877-455-7300. Set up the first appointment. They'll do all the testing. You'll meet with their professionals. You can share what you're going through, how long you've been going through it. And then they got a program they'll put together for you that works for you based off your numbers and what you've told them. And you are going to start feeling a lot better. More energy, sex drive back. If that stuff's still important to you in your 40s, 50s, 60s, because this will happen to every man out there, but there is a way to fix. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do. Clean up ED and low T. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. All right, hey. What a crazy one. We're going to have a lot of Dolphin stuff. My boy Kim Bocamper is going to be in this morning, and we'll talk to him coming up here. A lot of stuff to get to. And I know people are trying to create more Dolphin stories, and I know the Dolphin fan base can't get enough and wants to know what's going on. Can I just tell you one thing two things. First of all, we obviously need Tua to stay healthy for 17 games. I don't know about you, but I hope we don't have to play Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers. That's all. And down the road, hey, I'm not saying they both won't be starters or have a chance, but not right now. Not right now with Tua as a quarterback. I just like to see him get 17 games in. But there's something else I want to say on this story. Somebody wrote, Quinn Ewers is not bumping out Zach Wilson for the number two quarterback position. That would be a shocker. You just gave Zach Wilson $6 million guaranteed for 1 year. He's got talent. Physically, he's got talent. I know it was a disaster. I get it. I don't know how much you read into the Jets. I don't read into quarterback play with the Jets too much. I don't. I think it has more to do with ownership and the system and the people they've hired and all that stuff. I do. But anyway, it didn't go well. And Zach Wilson rubs a lot of people, Barbie dolls. I mean, that's what everybody calls him, Barbie dolls. He and his girl Barbie dolls, the Barbie family. I think he's got, obviously, he's a number two overall pick. Hey, listen, if the Jets didn't take him, somebody else is going to take him real fast in that draft. And he's got more experience, and Quinn Ewers is just trying to make sure. And I think they keep all three quarterbacks. I do, because of the injury history of Tua. You got to keep three. Last thing you want to do is bring another guy in, you know, and then you got to play him, and he's not ready, and then people are mad at him. I mean, he was in a horrible situation. Third guy comes in here, you know, and wasn't part of it, and go, oh, we messed up. We didn't have a number two. We thought we had him. But if you think, and you're going to write stories about Quinn Ewers is going to bump Zach Wilson out of the number two position, if that's the case, then we are, once again, form of very dysfunctional if that happens. Because you went early and paid pretty good money, $6 million for a guy that didn't play at all last year. And it's a guy that Mike knows really well, and I'm guessing liked him a lot with San Francisco. I'm guessing they had a really high grade on him too, and he's here. But listen, that doesn't mean Quinn Ewers can't be really good down the road as a seventh-round pick out of Texas and everything. What a story, by the way, he's got. Just because my son lived in the same town where he's from. He graduated from high school early, if I'm not mistaken. Wanted to get money for something, and they said no. Went to Ohio State as a five-star quarterback and wasn't going to start there, so he transferred, made a good move to Texas where it was looking good, and then didn't play as well and got injured and went through some bumps and bruises there. But he's got some talent. I had no problem with him drafting him, but I put the big D on it as in development for this team that needs to win right now. Now, hey, down the road, they see something. Maybe, you know, he gets a chance to move up and get a better chance at starting, if not here, somewhere else. So, anyway, we got that and a whole bunch of other stuff to get to with Kim Bocamper on the Dolphins this morning. We'll talk about all that stuff. Yesterday was a very interesting day around here because the Panthers, again, 3-3. Halfway through the second period, scored three goals, and that was it for the Lightning. No more goals. Shut them down. 6-3 win. 4-1 series win. and now are waiting to see if they're going to play Toronto or Ottawa. That series right now, Toronto leads 3-2. Ottawa, though, has gotten, I believe, the last two games, if I'm not mistaken, to make this a series. And Heat had their voluntary exit interviews or press conference yesterday, and, you know, heard from Spo, which I thought Spo, what Spo said, I expected. He wasn't going to sugarcoat it, and he's at a position now. He's been around long enough. I know some people think, by the way, Woody, I didn't answer your question. The next president of the team, once Pat does step down or whatever may happen there, I don't think it's going to happen right now, but when he does, a lot of people think Spo will take over that top position.
Hey, what's up with voluntary interviews? These guys are making so much money. Can't they speak to – and again, you and I were talking about this yesterday on the phone. I don't think any of those guys are going to ask them incredibly difficult questions. Like, can't you go out and face those guys and
who,
just
– I saw Rozier didn't talk. I didn't expect he was going to talk.
But go out – but you had a rough season. You getting paid a lot of money. Go out and just like – I don't know, man.
Who are the other guys? I saw Rozier. Do you see who the other guys?
Yeah, I forgot off the top of my head. But either way, like, come on, man. Shouldn't you have to talk? You're getting paid that kind of money.
Well, what do you want him to say? He's already said it.
I know.
He said everything.
I don't know. I guess it just, you're making that kind of money.
You want to hear more, though?
Like, you should probably have to speak.
Hey, this is for Woody at QAM. I sucked this year. I did not play well.
Thank you.
I did not fit in. This has not been a good system for me, in my opinion, and obviously it hasn't worked for them because, as you could see, there are a lot of games I didn't get to play.
Listen, if you don't want to go face the big bad media and, you know, speak to people, then you just go and enjoy your long off season here. I don't know.
I don't know, Woody. I got more things.
Gotta face
to worry
the music
about
a little bit. No,
I got more than that stuff going on right now. Hey, I want to hear from one person over there right now. I want to hear Pat Riley. I wish he'd do it tomorrow. I wish he got up early this morning and goes, all right, I'm going to do it today. Hey, guys, get it ready to go. Tell him to get here by the afternoon. I'm going to do it. Or do it tomorrow. I know they're saying it'll be the next couple of weeks when he talks. And I am curious to see what he says. And by the way, some of the stuff about him for the first time. Hey, Pat, not just about your team, but you've probably heard the noise. A lot of former players and media guys nationally think you should step down. You lost it. You got a crack in your culture, which people love to say. Hey, we've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. Man, don't go away. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We got some great sound for you coming up here. Boy, the Dodgers just played batting practice with the Marlins starting pitching. Oh, my God. 15-2 loss in the middle game and a 12-7 loss yesterday. And they even scored a bunch of runs late in that game as I was watching in the afternoon. Kyle Stowers, though, he said, hey, man, we may be getting our butts kicked a little bit, but I'm going 4-for-4 with a couple of home runs and 4 RBI. They do have some good young players. They're going to be home. They're flying home today. They will play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Oakland A's. We'll have that more stuff on that. And, of course, the Dodgers will be back in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Hurricane season is right around the corner. I hate to say it, man. It always feels like, hey, is it coming? Oh, it's just about here again. Oh, boy. We're going to be hearing from all the meteorologists telling us, expecting some big ones coming to Florida. Well, listen, all you can do, you can't worry about all the storms and hurricanes. All you can do is protect your home. That's all you can control is protect your home. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. They do it all for you. Listen, I want to let you know, man, if you got a leaky roof, which a lot of people do, and they're going, I'm going to wait one more year. The insurance company's fighting with me. I'm going to wait one more year, try to hold off, see if we can get lucky. I'll patch it up. What do you need an old leaky roof? Replace your old roof now and pay later. With Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Hey, you've been thinking about getting it done. Maybe it's time to do it. And I'll tell you what, Loctite Impact does it all. From start to finish, permits, and everything in between. With great people, great service, and the best products. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com again. LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.